Thank you very much. Good evening from our side, and sorry that we are having this conference call a little earlier than we expected, but you know the reasons why. Let's start and get into the presentation. First of all, to give you an overview, we would like to report to you today on a potential shopping center acquisition, about the solution for the trade tax issue, about a positive retail sales development, as well as rental income development, about the status of our refinancing activities, and then the nine-month figures, of course, with a profit that is 25% up compared to the first three quarters of 2011. We would like to talk about the guidance and that we think that there is a slight increase possible as far as the dividend is concerned, because the tax situation seems to be in a way that we might have already partially taxable dividend, and as we always said, then we would like to increase the dividend. Let's get into detail, starting with the shopping center investment that comes up on the horizon, and really all of a sudden, one day after our last conference call, this acquisition opportunity came on the table for the second time, because in the first round of this auction, our bid was not considered at all, and then they came back to us, and since then, mid-August, we are working on that. We are now in a very advanced stage of exclusive negotiations, and we expect that this acquisition will be realized shortly. Shortly means within the next week. It would mean that we are talking about the 16th shopping center in Germany, the 20th overall. It is located in a suburb of a Western German top five city. We acquire the whole asset, so 100%. The property has roughly about 50,000 square meters leasable space with approximately 130 retail tenants. In addition, there's a residential and office component. The center is located also very adjacent to the public transportation, so excellent location, managed by ECE. We expect an investment volume of some 160 million-190 million euro and a net initial yield that is slightly above 6%. That's it on that acquisition. We come to the trade tax issue we are certainly interested in. What we are doing now, we will start to split, and we mentioned that already as one of the alternatives. We start by the end of 2012 to split the portfolio in two parts. In a first step, we will take six shopping center SPVs, and that is the property in Hamm and the Billstedt Center here in Hamburg, the Cityarkaden in Wuppertal, the Citygalerie Wolfsburg, the Rathaus Center in Dessau, and the Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum. Those six SPVs will be merged into a new sub-holding that then will be the ultimate owner of the property and then can avail itself of the extended trade tax deduction. What does that mean? What are the implications of that? We expect to dissolve approximately 45 million-50 million euro of the accruals of the deferred trade tax as per December 2011 at the end of the financial year 2012. From 2013 onwards, we expect to pay 1.5 million-2 million euro per annum lower cash taxes, but it comes at a slight price. We expect a one-off cash taxes that will amount to approximately 4.5 million-5 million euro. Partly it's corporate and trade tax. Most of it is transfer tax. In the future, at least one additional SPV, and that is the Stadtgalerie Hameln, will be merged into that sub-holding in 2014. The new acquisition I just mentioned will be realized through that new sub-holding, and then We are working on our minorities and see whether we can buy out some more of our minority shareholders, but this would start only in 2014, as you know, for the speculation period of private individuals who are our partners. These were the two big issues which we wanted to report. Let's come to the retail sales in our German centers, as you are used to. Overall, they are slightly better than in the first half of 2012, with like-for-like plus 0.7% versus plus 0.3% in the first 6 months. Outside Germany, the tenants achieved a plus of 3% in retail sales like-for-like. And since there is an influence on the like-for-like retail sales in our German figures due to the extension in Main-Taunus-Zentrum, Dresden, as well as the A10, one should also look on the development of the absolute retail sales, which came out to be at plus 7% in the first 9 months versus 7.1% in the first 6 months. Abroad, we achieved plus 4.4% versus 3.7% in the first 6 months. So the overall retail sales within the DS portfolio increased by 6.5%. The financing situation hasn't changed at all. It's compared to what you're aware of after 6 months, relatively unchanged. There is a slight increase on the average interest rate of 4 basis points. That is due to the refinancing of the Magdeburg acquisition of last year, which was financed through the credit line and is now financed with a 60 million euro loan, 10 years interest at 2.99%, but that increased that average interest rate slightly by 4 basis points, but compared to the year end of 2011, our average interest rate moved down by 23 basis points. The refinancings of 2012 so far done are what you can see here, the same figures than we reported after 6 months. Those amounts refinancings refer to Kassel refinancing and the Dresden refinancing. All in all, we achieved an interest rate on these loans of slightly above 3%, which is 281 basis points below the former interest rate that we paid. We are currently working in an advanced stage on the refinancing of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum. That's an amount of almost 220 million euro. The credit is already approved by the boards of the financing banks. The term sheet is agreed for 10 years, and we expect the closing in late 2012, early 2013. If you then look on the maturities until 2016, that is totally unchanged to the first 6 months. Within the next years, in 2012, the 17 million referred to the Page financing, which is currently on a three-month Euribor basis finance, because it's a little difficult to get long-term financing at attractive rates. The 2013 figures are more or less only the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, as it is the case for 2014 and a part of 2015. Together with the refinancing of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, we have to mention that we expect, because we will have an early refinancing, to pay a breakup fee, because most of these loans expire in 2013, 14, and 15. But if Main-Taunus-Zentrum is done, the next refinancing needs are to be done in 2015 only. Now let's come to the quarterly results. As usual, the key figures: revenue increased by 14%, EBIT increased by 16%, the EBT by 22% due to the better refinancing costs. The consolidated profit jumped up by 25%, the FFO by 23% to €1.35 per share, and the EPRA earnings moved up by 25% to €1. On the balance sheet side, there is the total assets haven't moved that much. It's more or less the same figures than you saw in after 6 months. Total assets moved up by 1%. Total equity slightly down compared to year-end 2011 by 1%. The interest-bearing debt moved up slightly by 1%, but the net financial liabilities, because we have much higher liquidity September 30th, moved down by 1%. So by the end of September, the equity ratio was slightly below 45%. LTV unchanged at 47%. As already mentioned, the balance sheet is relatively unchanged compared to year-end 2011 as well as to June 2012. The long-term assets, non-current assets moved up by €5.4 million. Current assets moved up by €12 million due to the higher cash position on our balance sheet, so total assets moved up by €17.5 million to €3.24 billion. On the equity side, the group equity came down by almost €15 million. Two reasons. One reason is the dividend that was paid out in June. The second reason is the valuation of the swaps, which was again negative and lowered our equity. The non-controlling interest also moved down by €6.5 million due to the purchase of minority shareholdings at the beginning of 2012. Bank debt, as already mentioned, slightly up by €14 million, deferred taxes by €13.5 million up, and the other liabilities by €11.4 million. Most of it refers to the swap valuation. So all in all, €17.5 million total equity and liabilities up. More interesting, the profit and loss account. As mentioned, the revenue, and I come back to that with the well-known bridges, the well-known bridge on the revenues, moved up by 40% to €157.1 million. The property operating and management cost also moved up to €16 million, but the cost ratio moved down from 10.8% to 10.2% by the end of September. We expect that this will move up slightly again until the end of the year due to the maintenance expenses that are still expected in the fourth quarter. Net operating income improved by 15%, as mentioned, to €141 million. Other operating income was slightly up due to currency gains. The corporate cost, as already in the first 6 months, below last year's figures, down to €4.8 million due to financing costs in connection with refinancing activities. So the EBIT went up by 16% to €137.3 million. Net interest expense was down to €49.4 million. I will come back to that in a minute with our bridge. The same is true for the profit that is attributable to our limited partners that went down to minus €14 million, so that the net finance cost all in all decreased by 8% to €63.4 million. Measurement gains, losses, €2.8 million, a little more than in last year's figure and slightly above half year 2012 figures. €0.3 million are due to IFRS reasons, and €2.5 million refer to investments that were done during the year, particularly for the extensions, last works that had to be done in the extensions of the three properties. So all in all, EBIT up to to 71 million, 22% compared to the last year. Texas tax rate is slightly below last year's figure, so after taxes, the consolidated profit jumped even by 25% to 49.9 million euro. FFO, for the first time, we include that, the calculation on that, coming from a consolidated profit of 49.9 million euro. If you add back the measurement losses from the investment result of 2.8 million and the deferred taxes of 17 million, we come up with an FFO of 69.8 million euro, which translates into FFO per share of 1.35 euro, 23% above last year's figure. Now we come to our bridges. First of all, the revenue bridge. We achieved a turnover in the first three quarters of 2011 of 138 million euro. The additional turnover due to the extensions and the Magdeburg acquisition amounted to 16.2 million. So on a like-for-like basis, our revenues increased by 2.9 million euro or 2.5%. That is better than expected and better than the figures in the first half year of 2012. Net finance cost, the interest expense are 1.6 million euro higher than last year, but on a comparable basis, they are 2.6 million down, because if you take out the additional debt for the financing of the acquisition of Magdeburg as well as the extensions, we would have come up with 2.6 million euro lower interest expense. The minority profit share moved up by 2.9 million. That is mainly or more or less only the higher profit share of the minorities at the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, where we have 48% minority shareholding that compensate the minus of the minorities which we bought out at the beginning of the year. So it is refers to Main-Taunus-Zentrum, that higher minority profit share. Then we are already at the earnings before taxes bridges for the first 9 months. The delta of the valuation results amount to 1.7 million lower than last year. So on the operating side, we had a plus of 14.8 million euro in the first 9 months. That translated to a plus of 25% compared to last year's figures. The profit bridge, again, the valuation result of delta compared to last year amounts to 1 million euro, a lower valuation result. So the operating plus comes up to be 10.9 million or 27% to 49.9 million euro profit after taxes. Finally, our forecast. We confirm our guidance. We don't increase our guidance as envisaged in August for two reasons. First reason is the one-off effect of the restructuring of the group, the taxes we have to pay. And the second reason is that we have got in our forecast now included a breakage fee for the Main-Taunus-Zentrum refinancing issue. If that doesn't take place in 2012 and only in 2013, our EBT and FFO figures would be above the guidance, but so far we expect to close that in 2012 still, so we took that into consideration in our forecast, and that's why we stick to our guidance. That's in short about what happened in the last 3 months and in the last 9 months at Deutsche EuroShop, and I'm now happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Your questions will be answered in the order they are received. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. And the first question is from Simon Remco from Merrill Lynch.
Good evening, gentlemen. It's Remco, Merrill Lynch. A few questions, if I may. Firstly, on your forecast, could you maybe put a figure on what your forecast would be if you exclude the Mainzhaun Center refinancing costs and the tax issue?
What we expect to have, we're currently calculating, I hope no banker is listening to us, we are from the financing bank, we expect 7 million breakage fee currently. And as far as the taxes are concerned, it's an amount of 1.5 million.
Okay, very clear. Secondly, and I appreciate you probably don't really want
to
give...
Just to mention, if you take that into consideration, if we talk about a breakage fee of 7 million, 48% out of it would refer to minorities. So only 52 out of this 7 million would affect our results.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you. That's clear. Thank you. Secondly, I appreciate you probably don't really want to give too much further details on the potential acquisition until it's closed, but you mentioned that you spoke to the seller earlier and that back then it didn't work out, but that you restarted the negotiations. Could you maybe indicate what has changed? Has the seller changed its expectations about price, or have you increased the price?
We haven't changed our price that much, but we increased the price, yes, but not as much as he had expected. And to our knowledge, he started with others who gave a higher bid, but they seem to be or turn out not to be that reliable in the first place. And then he tried to take the safe card.
Okay.
What we have heard.
Okay, thank you.
Unproven.
the yield on the transaction just above 6%, slightly above your average for the current portfolio. Is that a difference in quality or in location or in growth potential, or is there anything you could say to that?
Well, I think it's a mix of all.
Okay. Final question, when do you expect to have the TradeTax solution finalized?
Well, we are in the process of realizing that. First measures are already taken, and finally it will be done at the last day of the year, this merger.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Preconditions for that are more or less fulfilled. There is no reason why we shouldn't realize that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And the next question is from Thomas Vandermeek from Kempen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Berger. This is Thomas Kempen. Actually, two questions left from my side. First of all, if we're going to look at the TradeTax solution, you still said there are other steps that you could take. Is moving your headquarters still an option this year?
No, we won't move. This solution means, fortunately, that we won't move our offices outside Hamburg.
Okay, and what are then other next steps you're studying at the moment?
Well, that is how we can solve the other shareholdings we have got. We need to work more on that and hard on that, getting out more and more minorities. But that is always a question. You need a willing seller on that, and a willing seller won't be on the horizon before 2014 due to the problem I mentioned before, the speculation period for private individuals, and our partners are more or less all private individuals, and they can only sell off their shareholding tax-free after 10 years, and that expires earliest in 2014.
And so by doing this construction, moving your headquarters and getting a lower tax base there does not have an impact anymore?
Well, if we would move our offices outside Hamburg, to that community we discussed earlier. We would reduce it even further, but so far we think it is not, it would not be the right decision, because you always need people to do that business everywhere, wherever you go. You need people for that.
Okay.
I'm a little hesitant that we won't find the right people for that business in that situation. I doubt that you would like to visit us there.
Okay, I understand that. Then on the financing side, you're now working on the early extension of the main Tarnas Centrum financing. How much would you save on a yearly basis by doing that?
Well, that really much depends on the development of the interest rates in the coming weeks. But it could be something between 25 and 50 basis points below what we are currently paying, because a big portion of that financing was already prolonged only for 2 years in 2010 and 11, in order to get all the loans expiring more or less in the same range. And they currently cover what we pay, an average interest on these 220 million euro of 3.8%.
Okay, so but the total savings will be 25 to 50 bips over the 220 million.
Well, today it would be more, but I don't know how interest rates are in 4 to 6 weeks from now. That's why we are a little cautious, saying 25 to 50 basis points should be realizable, but it could be even a little more.
Okay, that's clear. Thanks very much. Final question then on the acquisition. Does the shopping center give you an in the longer term or in the midterm an extension option?
No. It is already a big one.
Okay, clear. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Next question is from Andreas Remke von Baader Bank.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Berger. A follow-up on the new center. You mentioned a range between 160 and 190 million. Well, what is the reason for the very wide range? What will influence the final price then? And is there any kind of vacancy in the center? And what is the share of offices or residential which you mentioned? And then the second question on you in the last call, you mentioned also potential disposal could be occur until year end. If this will happen, is this still in the pipeline or has this been pulverized at this point in time?
Well, I will answer your second question. So first question, not. It is just to give you an indication on where we are working on and the size. And just wait some more days, and then you see what the investment volume will be as soon as we come back from the notary. As far as the sale, the envisaged sale is concerned, that is underway, but we don't expect a signing before the year end. It will happen probably in the first quarter, early 2013 from today's perspective. But it's we have exclusivity on there with one potential acquirer, and we expect that we can finish it in early 2013 if nothing unexpected happens.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next question is from Georg Kander from Bankhaus Lampe.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Berger. The reason for the surprisingly high yield, is this due to the high share of office and residential part in this property?
No, well, I think Remco already asked that in detail, and I said it's a mix. I don't expect that we will have huge gains on that. That is a yield where we said, well, that is a fair price, not more, not less. We have got properties in our portfolio, Mr. Kandes, that yield at 6% and above 6%. Also in the German part of the portfolio. It's not everything like Main Taunus Zentrum and Dresden. So it's quite a little below perhaps the average quality, so to say, in our view.
Okay.
Next question is from Martin van der Eeden from Rabobank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Berger. One question left, actually. If you look at the new initiative of potential initiatives on reducing cash tax out, what can we expect in terms of additional savings?
What do you mean? We mentioned 1.5 to 2 million from these six SPVs. Six properties.
We expect
1.5 to 2 million cash taxes less.
Okay, and what can we expect additional savings if we merge more of these centers into the holding?
Of course, but I can't give you any indication on that because we haven't looked at it. What that means? The next one, which is Hamelin, will take place by the end of 2014. So savings would be expected only in 2015. Then.
Okay, that's clear. Maybe one question. Left. Are there still some opportunities left in your portfolio in terms of extensions, and are you still looking at that in the short term?
Yeah, well, but there is no real update on that. We are working, and fortunately also progressing on the activities that refer to the Phoenix Center here in Hamburg, a little increase of some 8,000 square meter, where we would like to include the whole basement into sales area. Only half of it is used currently. Then we are working on an extension of the Wuppertal property, and finally an extension of the Galeria Batitska in Gdansk. But that is from the point to realize, that is everything that comes somewhere late 2014, early 2015 at the earliest that we start with it. But we need that much time in order to get everything in line and to prepare that. So that's why we don't focus that much in our reporting on these three things. But they are still underway.
Okay.
Work in progress.
Okay. And can you maybe give an indication on the total capex on that?
Well, total capex all in all would be some 150 to 60 million euro all in all, but that includes all our minorities, because as you know, Gdansk is 74% owned, certainly Wuppertal is 100% owned, but Hamburg here, Phoenix Center, is only 50% owned. So, but it's 160 million. It's a really rough figure. It's very early. We're still early in this stage.
Okay,
if rental income moves up, it might move up as well. So, as mentioned, work in progress.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the next question is from Peter Papadakos from Green Street Advisors.
Mr. Berger, hi there. Just a follow-up. Is it fair to assume that the turnover rate for the shopping center as compared to your existing portfolio is probably in the high 3,000 euros per square meter? Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah.
And then also, as you're completing this transaction, you look through to your CapEx program as well. Do you feel like leverage of the company is likely to go up over the next couple of years, and or just not materially enough that you're concerned about that?
No, we are not concerned about that. From a group account point of view, that would change anyhow when we take out the properties that are consolidated by Quote. We will reduce the balance sheet total by almost 400 million, and equity ratio will move up. As you know, the problem we are faced with is that our minorities are treated as debt under IFRS, which is equity. And if you take that into account, our equity ratio, I think, is still healthy, but we won't leverage up the whole thing more than we currently have.
Okay.
But we are paying back almost $20 million per annum of our debt on a regular basis.
The amortization.
The amortization.
Yeah. And then one final question for me would be with regards to, I guess, as you're seeing what's happening on the private market in terms of pricing, there appears to be a lot of interest for what one broker recently told me is a perfect asset, and then if anything is imperfect about assets, there's just generally much less interest. So are you just finding yourself that you have to move up maybe the risk curve or down the quality curve just in order to be able to pay a reasonable price at the moment?
Well, every product comes at a price, and I mean, there are properties that went over the market at a price where we would say no, and others like that one where we say that is okay. It does not meet the expectation of the seller at all, but he wants to sell it now, so we have the chance to get it. As far as quality is concerned, you're certainly a little right. We can't own only the trophy buildings because it is just too expensive. We need to have also more average-like properties. For us, it is important if we take something like that, we need to have the right location where we're convinced that in the long run, it will always work. And that is important for us.
Sure, understood. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Excuse me, Mr. Berger, there are no further questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
Just to say thank you for listening and have a nice evening. Goodbye.